It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast. Hey, you know, it seems like there's not a week that goes by that we don't get reports, letters, or phone calls from someone reporting a miracle taking place in their life. I mean, people are absolutely getting the money they desire, the love they crave, the health they depend upon by employing the power of co-creation, the power of success sciences, the power of ancient hermetics, and of course, the law of attraction. I want to invite you before we go forward with today's podcast to subscribe to our podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, wherever you subscribe. We want you to become part of the family and get this podcast every single day. You know, what we've noticed is that people that listen to the podcast every day seem to get more results in their life. And that's cool. That's nice. That's exciting. That motivates me. Also, we appreciate you sharing the podcast on Facebook, on Google Plus, on Twitter, wherever you do your social media stuff. It's all good. We like it. We get the word out. We empower people's lives. That's what it's about. Hey, businessman, Mr. Businessman or Mr. Person who wants to make more money, today's podcast is for you because we're going to talk about negative beliefs or counterintentions that are destroying your ability to maximize your income. I mean, I really want you to make the kind of money that you desire, that you hunger for, that you need. I want you to be successful. And when you have negative beliefs, negative self-talk, what it does is it's like putting a stick in the spokes. It stops everything right like that. I mean, bam! And all the things that you desire, all the things that you're working for, all the things that you're trying to accomplish, you're struggling. And people say, they'll call up and they'll say, Robert, how come everything in my life has to be a struggle? It doesn't. It doesn't. It can be easy. I want to help you with that money situation. Okay? So we're going to go through some of these negative beliefs that deal around business and money. And you tell me if you have a few of these. If you have one or two, that's enough to cripple your ability to attract wealth. So be sure and listen. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact. A handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
I want to remind you to visit our website and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. At this point, we've helped people in all 50 states. We've helped people in 60 different countries. We have people from all over the world claiming their free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. They're saving their marriages. They're getting rid of negative energy. They're making more money. They're doing all kinds of good things in their life. And you can too. Claim it. Visit the website www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, here's the first counter belief or limiting belief. And we'll just go through the list pretty fast because there's a lot of them on here. I mean, it's terrible. I'm not good with money. Have you said that to yourself? I'm really not that good with money. Well, you could just as easily say, I'm excellent with money. Or you could say, I'm good with money and I'm becoming better. Or every day I'm becoming sharper and sharper when it comes to handling money. You know, whatever you choose to say is what you choose to believe. And whatever you choose to believe is what you're going to manifest in your life. You know, I'm not that sharp when it comes to business. What a self-put down. There have been many, many business people who had no business background, no business training, who have made millions of dollars in business. And so can you. You need a business background to make money. No, you need a desire to make money background. When you have a desire to make money, to attract more money into your life, you'll attract more money. You don't need a business background. If you want success, damn it requires hard work. I know a lot of people who don't work so hard. They don't work hard at all. Some of them even sleep until noon, and they're making a ton of money. They're making money all over the place. There are people that are making money easily. And you can too. Get rid of that limiting belief. Here's another limiting belief. I don't like marketing. Marketing requires lying. Why? It doesn't have to. Most good marketing doesn't require lying. Because if you oversell a product, people are going to be disappointed. Most good marketing is simply about talking about options and the benefits of doing business with your company or eating at your restaurant or buying your product. Marketing is good. Marketing is healthy. How about this one? Well, Bob, I'm just not a salesperson. What is that supposed to mean? You're here on the damn planet, aren't you? Everybody here is a salesperson. Some are better than others. Everything you do is about selling. Even if you go to work and paint widgets, you are selling the employer that you are the best person for the job, the right person at the right time. Every job interview is a sales presentation. So if you believe that you're not good at sales, you're really limiting yourself. Come on now. People who sell are dishonest. No, not at all. Some of the most honest people that I have ever met were salespeople. They loved their profession. They loved their craft. They loved what they were doing. Guys like Zig Ziglar. Absolutely honest as a day is long, but also a wonderful salesperson. Tommy Hopkins, another one. If you don't have their books, get them. Joe Girard, another one. If you don't have his book, get it. I can't afford to hire anyone. I'm just overworked, but I can't afford to hire anyone. So what you're really saying is you can't afford to expand. You can't afford to grow. You can't afford to make more money. When you hire someone and you train them properly and they're doing their job, they do not cost you money. They make you money. And you make them money too. Everybody wins. It's a good thing. Well, I don't need a mentor or a life coach. Well, I'm going to say something that I believe. I believe anybody in business needs two or three different coaches. You need a financial coach. You need a coach that is skilled in your industry. And you need somebody that understands the law of attraction and how energy works. So you need two or three good coaches. Sometimes, if you're lucky, you'll find one coach that can do all three. For example, if you're in business and you need help with your marketing, I can help you there. So you need a coach. Everybody needs outside help. You need somebody outside your own head to share some ideas with you. I have no idea how to start a business. Yes, you do. You say, I have a product to sell. Who wants to buy it? And then you find out ways of putting that out to the public. These are negative incantations that you are doing on yourself, and you're keeping yourself broke and poor by doing them. Getting rich is being in the right place at the right time. Yeah, there is some of that. You know, there is some of that, but not a lot. You see, I can take somebody who is destined to be wealthy, and they're going to be wealthy whether they're in the boat business, whether they're in the casino business, whether they're in the medicine business. They're just destined to be wealthy because they have a desire for it, and they're attracting wealth opportunities. Making more money means working more hours. No. It could, in the long run, mean working less hours. The more money you make, the more you can hire, the bigger you can get. You see, it's not always about working more hours. Well, work is just slavery. It's just drudgery. Yeah, we have a lot of people in Portland that feel that way. You know, they live on the street with a sign that says, need help. And these aren't people that are veterans or crippled people or mentally retarded people. These are young people in their 20s and 30s that could easily be working. They just choose not to. But guess what? The joke is on them. They are working. Sitting there in the cold and the rain and the wet is work. Holding that sign and looking at people walking by you and trying to win their sympathy is work. It's a job. It's a job. At least the guy down by the freeway where I enter the freeway, he admits it's a job. He says, what I do. I stand here every day, same corner, 365 days a year, and I ask for money. That's his job. He has a chair there. He brings hot coffee. That's what he does. You know, I'm not taking a political stand on this or even a social stand. I'm just saying we all work at some level. So why not enjoy what the hell you're doing? It doesn't have to be drudgery. It can be fun because it can lead you to where you want to go. It can help you achieve your dreams and your goals and your aspirations. Bob, I'm just not a people person. Okay, so you stutter a little bit. But you can be a great people person. Smile. Light up when you see people that you enjoy. They'll look forward to seeing you. Enjoy your life. Be positive. Pay compliments where they are deserving. And you will find that you are a tremendous people person. And more importantly, fill yourself with positive affirmations. I love people. I love helping people. I love being around people. Money is hard to make, Robert. Don't you know that? Haven't you learned that yet? Well, I have an answer for that. Money is too damn easy to make. And it's time you make more of it. Isn't it?
Of course it is.
Hey, speaking of time, did I say time? I did. We are out of time. Want to thank you for subscribing to our podcast. Want to thank you for the compliments on iTunes. We have hit our goal of 100 five-star ratings on iTunes. You are beautiful. I love you. Thank you so much. You have a great day now. Pay it forward. And we'll be back soon talking about how to empower your life with the law of attraction.